Mrs. Croom, on the roof with a saw, cutting a hole in the attic, where she has not been for 12 years, thanks to old Croom's padlocks and warnings, whets to her desire. And the sweat flies as she exchanges the saw for chisel and hammer, until a ragged slab of peak is free, and she can see inside, just as she thought, the corpses of Mr. Croom's paramours. She recognizes them from the photographs in the paper. Missing woman. Some desiccated as jerky, and much the same colour. Some mouldy from lying beneath the roof leaks, and all of them used hard, covered with tarry handprints, the marks of boot heels. Some bright blue with the remnants of paint used on the shutters years ago. One wrapped in newspaper, nipple to knee. When you live a long way out, you make your own fun.